Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm Craig Anderson, back to bring you the latest news and interviews from Brayhead Clan Ice Hockey Club. We're well into June and just a couple of months away until the first puck of the season is dropped in anger. Of course, the team is still coming together, and you'll know by now that defenceman Scott Arson is coming back to Brayhead Clan for a third season in purple. I'll be talking to Scott in the next edition of Clan Radio as I find out what he's been up to and how much he's looking forward to the Champions Hockey League. For now, it's time to check in with head coach Ryan Finnerty about Scott's return and how things are going for him this summer. Ryan, once again, thanks for coming on Clan Radio. First of all, the news is, of course, that Scott Arson is back for the new season. In your opinion, how good has he become in the last couple of years?
Well, I think he's probably one of the most underrated defensemen in the league. He's consistent. He's one of our most consistent players, and it's huge for us to get somebody like him back. He's great in the dressing room. The boys like him, so it was kind of a no-brainer. So it was easy to get a deal completed, and we're happy to have him back.
Now, there were rumors circulating that he was going to go elsewhere. Cardiff Devils was one team whose name kept popping up every time Scott Arson was mentioned. Did you have to work a bit harder to persuade him to come back?
No, not at all. I mean, rumors are rumors, and there's no truth to any of that. So I think we wanted Scotty back, and then Scotty wanted to come back. It was a pretty easy decision. Didn't take a whole long once we started talking here to get a deal done. So no, we're never really in any fear of losing him, and that goes both ways. I don't think he was looking to move anywhere as well.
Now, he's 27 years old, and he's gained a bit of experience in the game already. How much can he learn from someone with the career and talent of Rick Jackman, who, of course, signed last week?
Yeah, Jacko, I've been talking to him quite a bit here, and I think it's a good transition phase for Jacko to come in. We're going to lean on him to lead that D crew. Obviously, he's brought in to quarterback that power play, so he's going to get a lot of responsibility, and I think he's got a great group, obviously, with Jamie Fritch and Arcee here. They know the lay of the land pretty good, and they'll support one another real well. And then with the young guys here, Sully, and also up front with County, I think it's great for those guys to have a guy like Jacko here too. And you say he's got a ton of experience at the highest level. He's performed. He's played at every level in Europe. I think it's important that we utilize his experience, and we're surrounding him on the D-core there with good people and good players.
Now, you talked about Jacko's responsibility, but do you see Scott Arson having more responsibility in the team as well?
Well, Scott's been a leader for us for a few years now. So obviously we're looking for that to continue. I mean, nobody's game changes with what their responsibility is off the ice. The guys come and they're paid to play hockey here. But having Scotty familiar with one, the division, the league, is a huge bonus. Having Jamie Fritch coming back now with better knowledge of how things are run, whether it's the divisional play or the reffing, the style of the reffing, it's only going to benefit us. And then that's the key of keeping the core group together is building around them and adding pieces like we're doing here. So like I said, I'm excited to get them back. They're reliant, they play big minutes, and they play a lot of games. They've been fairly injury free here, and Scotty plays through anything. He'll play injured, he'll lace them up no matter what. So he's huge to have back. We're excited with the way our D-core is forming, and even more excited with what's coming next.
Well, let's talk in general terms now. We've got 15 through the door now for next season. How many can you tell us is left, and how's the recruitment of these positions going?
Yeah, it's going good. Obviously, I'm pretty patient with what we do, and we got a few spots here. Obviously, we gotta fill, but can't really give away too much here. But we got a lot of stuff out there right now, and we're expecting kind of a big 10 days here, a big push. And the goal's always been to be done by the end of the month here, and I feel like we're right on target here. And we got some exciting prospects coming up, and with any luck here, we can close down some contracts here fairly soon. We will see obviously some new faces coming in, and then that's exciting for myself and the league and our fan base to get to know a new crop of players, and we're just making sure that they're the right people to fit into what we're doing here.
Now, since we last spoke, Neil Trim's now left the club. He's gone to Coventry Blaze. Was it a difficult decision over whether to keep him or let him go?
obviously, yeah, you lose a player and a person like Trimmer, it's never easy. And, you know, he's going to have success no matter where he goes. And yeah, it's never easy to lose a player like that. And you know, and it's our job to find a way to replace him. He was a valuable member and a great person. So Coventry's got a great player there. And, you know, it's our job now to find a suitable replacement if we can, and that's kind of what we're doing here. So, yeah, I know you wish a guy like him nothing but the best of luck every time he is playing us. So, you know, Trimmer is, like you said, he's a good person. He's a heck of a hockey player. So, glad to see he's landed in Coventry under a good coach there with Chuck. So, you know, now it's our job here, Gareth and I, to upgrade on that spot and do what we do, and that's kind of our mindset right now.
Now we're more or less halfway through the summer break. Can you believe we're only a couple of months away till that trip to Växjö to start off the CHL?
Yeah, it seems to be flying by here, so yeah, it's exciting. I should be back in the country here within the next few weeks once all the visa stuff sorted, and yeah, once I land there, it'll fly. So I think it's been a good break, but it's kind of time to feel like it's time to get back playing here. But we do have some work ahead of us before we hit the ice. So, but no, it's exciting, and she's gone by pretty fast.
Brayhead Clans head coach Ryan Finnerty there talking to us and bringing us up to date with how he's getting on back home in Canada. Coming up in the next edition, we'll be talking to Scott Arson about his return to the club, so that's something to look forward to. But that's about it for another edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Keep up to date with the latest Clan news on the website, www.brayheadclan.com. Don't forget to like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. Very soon you can download Clan Radio to your mobile device by subscribing on iTunes. As I record this, it's not up yet, but it should be happening very soon, so make sure you keep your eye on that. Thanks to Ryan Finnerty for talking to us, and of course to you for listening, and I'll be back with Scott Arson very soon. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.